Okay, let's have a look at a private limited company then. So these are formed, you have to register with the Revenue Commissions, and you have to register your name with the Company Registration Office, or the CRO. So the business is owned by its shareholders, who elect the board of directors to run the business and make the decisions. So remember, back to the organizational structure. Decisions are made by the board of directors. So the board of directors are going to decide on how the business is going to go and what direction it's going to go in. And the managing director will put this in place. And finance can be raised by selling shares. Okay, so you won't be selling shares on the stock exchange, to be sold privately, because it's a private limited company, or an LTD. So an LTD stands for private limited company. Profits then in risk. So profits are shared among shareholders according to the number of shares they have. So the more shares you have, the more dividends you'll receive from the profits. The company pays corporation tax, which is shareholders paying income tax on the dividend they received. So the company will pay corporation tax in Ireland is 12.5%. And then the shareholders then will have to pay a tax on their profit that they make on the shares themselves each year. So that would be your capital gains tax. And then shareholders have limited liability. And this is the opposite to unlimited liability that we look for shareholders or sole traders in partnership. This means that they only lose the money they invest in the business and not their personal assets. So if you put in €1,000 into the business and the business can't pay back its debts, well, then you'll just lose that €1,000. They can't come after you, your own personal assets, to sell them off to pay back the debt. So that's limited liability. It's limited to the money you've put into the business.